probably establish what's going on. Fat Kid is sitting in Wally's chair today as Leslie Fram and Wally are both out on vacation. That just leaves Jimmy Barron and I. And we are not capable of carrying the show alone. But we also realize that while Wally is way funnier than Fat Kid, unless Fat Kid has some assistance. And that comes from a bottle, which is where I get most of my inspiration, as I did last night. It's funny because we have a BAC meter, a blood alcohol counter there. And I have not had a cocktail since 10 o'clock last night. I blew into it. I still blew a .03.
Wow.
And that was eight hours after drinking.
It's not that hard to believe. And .03 is like nothing, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's nothing.
But the way they are now with these laws, though, it seems that like they could pull you over and then you blow a .03 and then they're still like asking questions.
Yeah, well, you called me at about 10 o'clock, so you got to figure,
I called you at 9:45.
That's about 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I know. And then I stopped drinking at 10.
Okay. Well, I'm saying you sounded a little like you were feeling no pain when you called me.
Yeah, I was drunk.
So you had a few cocktails. Yeah. I blew a .01. I had about 12 beers at the Braves game last night.
Did you have 12 beers, honestly?
I swear to God, yeah, because I had like six of those big beers.
Because I did Eric Von Hessler from the Regular Guys Mad Pundit panel last night at Vinyl, and the drinks were free. And when I first got there, Kim Lichtenstein, or Steen, who was promoting the event, handed me a Jägermeister right away.
Oh,
there you go. To get the things going. So what did I have? Three beers, a shot of Jäger, two tall Tanqueray and Tonics. That's why I was there. And then I had another shot of Jäger and a beer. So I had eight drinks last night over the course of from 5 to 10. So over the course of 5 hours. Not bad. All right, Fat Kid, how many shots have you had?
I've had four.
You've had four, and you're feeling a little loopy.
Yeah, they're absolute. Is what I'm
drinking. Yeah, he's doing shots of vodka, and we have a code word, which we'll get to in a second. Now, Fat Kid, why don't you blow into that BAC meter, and let's see what you're doing right now.
Okay, it's got to count. Okay.
That's too hard. What's it say?
0.02.
That's
it. Wow.
0.02?
Oh, God.
Oh,
all right. Let's do this. Big Red, go ahead. What do you got to say?
Hey, I got a question for y'all. Do y'all have any idea when that gangster show on HBO, The Sorianos, comes back on?
All right, The Sorianos. That's a good one. Here we go. Every time someone says Soriano, Fat Kid is to do a shot. Hand that sheet over there to Donche. Donche's in here to do sports for us today. Donche, read that list for us. Read what's on that page.
Read the page right there.
It says, today's sports tank quiz. Who is the Texas Rangers' best defense infield? At Folsom Soriano.
Who?
You didn't read all the names. It was the Sports Tank Quiz. Read all three. Who's the best infielder for the Texas
Rangers?
Yeah,
there's three
choices there. Mike Leon, Hank Blaylock, and Alfonso Soriano.
Soriano.
All right.
Soriano, Donche.
Soriano.
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 Wait, how many
Soriano.
Soriano.
Soriano?
Soriano?
Absolutely.
There you go.
All right, so Fat Kid, do another one. You got to get drunk here because you got an interview at 8 where you got to be drunk.
He's got the vanilla absolute going.
Oh, it's drooling down his face.
Not a fan of the vanilla absolute, are you?
No, but I'm not tasting it.
No,
it's gonna be all. Gonna be all good. That's six shots. Let's get going here. All right, Josh, go ahead.
Hey, I was just gonna tell you guys that New Year's this year, the cops came in and it was the morning after. They made us all take a blood alcohol test. I blew a .001. Had to go to court. Got a ticket for $200 and had to take a drug and alcohol test.
Well, that's asinine because you could do you could have mouthwash in your mouth and blow a .01.
I know, that's what I said. I went in there and I told the judge. I said, "Listen, I hadn't had anything to drink. My friends have been drinking, because they all blew substantially higher." And I went in there and I said, "The only thing I could figure is that I had some mouthwash."
Yeah,
and he didn't believe it. He said, "Well, it says here you got a .001," and I'm like, "Yeah."
I got news for you. You can drive a car fine .08, by the way, too. I got news for you. It's illegal, and I wouldn't advise doing it. I don't. If I'm having any cocktails, I'm paranoid about drunk driving. I wouldn't do it. But I got news for you. You're not driving around like a maniac when you have a .08. Some people can blow that after three beers.
Yeah.
Don't you think it matters on the person?
Sure. But I mean, for an average adult, I mean, if you have three beers. After three beers, what do you feel?
Absolutely nothing. I feel thirsty.
Yeah, I feel like maybe I feel like a little more relaxed.
I don't even feel that.
Yeah, it's crazy what's going on with this stuff.
I mean, three beers, I am very drunk because I don't drink.
Yeah, but maybe you would blow a higher number or something.
Yeah, well, sure, because my body's is not as used to it as you guys.
All right, here's the deal. We have Donche in studio. You heard him just reading the sports quiz. And he was supposed to meet his girlfriend for 6 months today. He's been talking on the phone. He met this wonderful girl on a chat line. They'd been hanging out for 6 months over the telephone. He was supposed to meet her today. We had a limousine. We still have one coming up at 8:30 to take him on a chaperone date. So we put the call out to you, the good listeners of the Don Miller Morning Show, 404-741-0997. We need a girl to go out with Don Shay today. Don Shay, plead to the women of Atlanta to heed your call right now.
Just keep calling. I'm still available. I'm up here.
He likes this, fat chicks.
Okay, fat chicks, it don't matter. Plus size female, it don't matter. You know, they need me a date for the day or whatever. Hang out, have fun, do it up.
All right, there you go. That's the call for you ladies of Atlanta. This man has been heartbroken. I mean, really disappointed. It's not for the radio. He's very disappointed. I actually feel bad.
He is fidgety, and he's got a look of despair on him.
Yeah, he's usually so excited when he gets on the microphone here, but now it's like he's kind of not as excited. So 404-741-0997. We have one wonderful young lady, Carol, already lined up. So please, ladies of Atlanta, chaperone date with a young man. He's in fantastic shape. He's 22 years old. He's not drinking, unlike Fat Kid, and he wants to meet you. We'll talk to the candidates coming up after Velvet. Three members of Guns N' Roses.